Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the story of the Itsy Bitsy Spider and his great sing-along adventure. Let's start off by singing the Itsy Bitsy Spider. You know the words. The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. And the Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spout again. The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the water spout. Down came the rain and washed the spider out. Up came the sun and dried up all the rain. The Itsy Bitsy Spider went up the spout again. Yes, the Itsy Bitsy Spider loved going whoosh down that water spout. It was endless fun, and the spider could always count on the sun to dry up all the rain. That is, until one day when the sun didn't come out, and the rain kept pouring. And pouring. And pouring! The water grew higher and higher, and the spider was swept away by the current. He jumped onto a leaf and started rowing with all eight of his legs. Finally, the sun started to peek out from behind the clouds. The spider had rowed so hard, he grew tired and fell asleep. When the spider woke up, he didn't know where he was. But he did see a little girl sitting alone eating some cottage cheese. Carefully, the spider climbed onto the girl's tuffet to ask for a bite. He got closer and closer, and he waved three of his arms to try to get her attention. But when the little girl saw him, she let out a huge scream! And she ran away as fast as she could. What am I supposed to do now? The spider asked himself. Just then, a tiny little rodent came up through a hole in the ground.
Hello!
Then came another.
Hello!
Then came a third one.
Hello!
Hi there. Boy, am I glad to see you all, said the spider.
We wish we could say the same,
they responded. Oh, so you're blind? Well, you must be moles then.
Moles?
Moles?
Moles! How dare you!
Well, I thought that since you were blind, and you lived underground, and you had those short, stubby little tails. You must be moles.
Our tails are because of the farmer's wife.
The farmer's wife.
Our tails are because of the farmer's wife!
Well, if you're not moles, then what are you?
We're three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how we run. See how we run. We all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut off our tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
So you're really not moles?
No, we'll tell you one more time. We're three blind mice. Three blind mice. See how we run. See how we run. We all ran after the farmer's wife, who cut cut off our tails with a carving knife. Did you ever see such a sight in your life as three blind mice?
It's too bad that you can't see anything. I'm lost, and I'm trying to get home to my water spout.
Oh, that is too bad. We're not so good with directions.
Do you know anybody else who could help me?
Sure. Our friend the Little Lamb has been everywhere, even to school.
So the Itsy Bitsy Spider and his three new rodent friends marched off to find the Little Lamb. When they finally found the lamb, she was talking to a little girl. The spider and his friends listened.
Mary, I was thinking today we could do something that I like to do.
And what would that be?
How about going for a walk in the field?
Boring? Is that seriously what you do all day when you're not following me to school? That little girl seems really mean, said the spider. Who is she?
That's Mary. You haven't heard of her?
Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb whose fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, Mary went, Mary went. Everywhere that Mary went, the lamb was sure to go. She followed her to school one day, school one day, school one day. She followed her to school one day, which was against the rule. It made the children laugh and play, laugh and play, laugh and play. It made the children laugh and play to see a lamb at school.
It's too bad that Mary doesn't respect the little lamb, said the spider. All she wants to do is be her friend.
We know, said the three blind mice. Mary can be so mean. And you'd better be careful too, because if Mary sees you...
But it was too late. Mary scooped up the spider and ran away.
I know someone who will be excited to meet you.
The mice and the lamb ran after her. They stopped in front of a farmhouse and looked through the window. Inside, an old man was sitting in a rocking chair. And his wife was cooking dinner.
Honey, do you want to try some of this quinoa vegetable spread I got? It's new.
Moo? Was that a moo-moo I just heard there?
No, I said this quinoa vegetable spread is new.
I lost my shoe. What are you talking about? My shoe's right here on my foot.
Oh, forget it. Gee, I wonder where Mary is. It's starting to get dark.
Bark? Was that a bark, bark I just heard there?
No, I said, forget it.
Who are they? The little lamb asked the mice. You've been friends with Mary McDonald all this time, and you never met her parents?
No. But what's Mr. McDonald talking about? They don't raise animals on this farm.
No, they don't. But that didn't stop her from cutting off our tails. See, they used to. Now he just hears things. It all started with a cow.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a cow, E-I-E-I-O. A moo-moo here and a moo-moo there, here a moo, there a moo, everywhere a moo-moo. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
He had a bird, too! Tons of them!
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had some birds, E-I-E-I-O. With a tweet-tweet here and a tweet-tweet there, here a tweet, there a tweet, everywhere a tweet-tweet. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Oh, and don't forget about the duck.
Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O. And on that farm he had a duck, E-I-E-I-O. With a quack quack here and a quack quack there, here a quack, there a quack, everywhere a quack quack. Old MacDonald had a farm, E-I-E-I-O.
Mary went into the house. Well, it's about time you were home, young lady. Go wash up and tell your sister to do the same.
Where is she, anyway?
She's in her room. Something earlier gave her a fright.
Well, I've got just the thing to cheer her up.
And with that, Mary went up to find her sister. She knocked on the door.
Hi, Veronica. I heard you weren't feeling so good, so I brought you a present.
You did? Let me see.
Okay, here it is.
And she threw the spider into her sister's room and ran away. Veronica let out a huge scream. Wait, I don't want to hurt you, said the spider. You don't? No. In fact, I'm frightened myself. I'm lost and I'm trying to get home to my water spout. You are? Gee, I never thought about a spider being afraid of anyone. Well, I can see why you'd be afraid with a sister like that. Why is she so mean to you? Oh, she's been acting out ever since the little lamb came to her school and all the kids made fun of her. I wish there were a way we could teach Mary that the little lamb just wants to be her friend. Wait, I've got an idea, and you can help. During the night, I'll spin my web into a long, long rope. And so Veronica and her new friend, the Itsy Bitsy Spider, stayed up all night talking over their plan. Meanwhile, the little lamb and the three blind mice lay down outside and looked up at the stars.
I've always loved looking up at the stars, said the little lamb. When I was just a baby, my older brother told me all about them.
I didn't know you had an older brother, said one of the mice.
Well, he never really fit in with our herd. He was sort of the black sheep in our family. Come to think of it, he was the black sheep in our family. But before he went off to start selling his wool, he taught me this beautiful song about the twinkling stars.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
That song always makes me think of my brother, the black sheep, and what he's doing now.
Ba ba, black sheep, have you any wool? Yes sir, three bags full. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the little boy who lives down the lane. Sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, three bags full.
They fell asleep and woke up the next morning, just as Veronica and Mary were setting off for school.
I'm ready to go with you, Mary, said the lamb.
Don't even think about following me to school again today, you freak.
Mary, don't be so mean, shouted Veronica.
Whatever.
Okay, Mary, I'll do what you say.
Mary rushed ahead, not even realizing that there was a long silk rope tied around her ankle. Soon they were walking past the old well. The Itsy Bitsy Spider was hiding in Veronica's pocket.
Look, there's my water spout. Mary, I thought I saw something in that well. Will you take a closer look? Asked Veronica.
Ugh, you're such a scaredy cat. Fine, whatever, I'll go look.
She walked closer and closer to the well, and right when she got to the edge, the three blind mice swirled around her feet. She tripped and fell into the well. But just before she hit the water, she was caught by the rope tied to her ankle.
Veronica, get me out of here!
I'm not strong enough.
But I am, said the little lamb, who had secretly been following at a distance.
The little lamb took hold of the rope and pulled with all her might.
Mary was saved, and all of her school friends were there to see how brave the little lamb had been. Mary gave the little lamb the biggest hug she could.
Thank you for saving me.
That's what friends are for.
I'm sorry I've been so mean to you.
It's okay.
And Veronica, I'm sorry for scaring you with that spider last night. I know you're afraid of bugs.
Actually, the spider and I stayed up all night over a bowl of cottage cheese, and now we're friends too.
Well, it looks like everything worked out in the end.
Too bad your mom's a psychopath, said one of the blind mice.
Hey, it's those moles who tripped me.
We're not moles.
Yes, you are.
No, we're not. We just happen to be blind, and your crazy mom chopped off our tails.
What are you talking about? Our mom's a Buddhist vegetarian?
She is?
Asked the spider. Yeah, that's like all she ever talks about. Why do you think our dad pretends he can't hear anything?
See, look, you're definitely moles. We learned about you in biology class.
It's true. We are moles.
What? Asked the spider.
Her mom didn't chop off our tails. We made up that story because we were getting tired of living underground, and we wanted to make new friends.
Well, you didn't have to lie about it. Look, you guys helped me so much. We're friends no matter who you are or where you live. Do you want to come take a ride on my water spout?
Yeah!
And so the children and the little lamb went off to school, while the Itsy Bitsy Spider and the three blind moles rode down the water spout again and again. And everybody lived happily ever after.